Pittsburgh, I love ya. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's cultural talk magazine, delivered digitally, straight up, shaken, and stirred. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Zafalo's Banquet and Event Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, one of the most beautiful and unique venues in the greater Pittsburgh area for weddings, corporate dinners, fundraisers, and more. Visit clubzafalo.com. Off the Wall Theater, enlivening, educating, and entertaining audiences in the Pittsburgh region. View their current season at insideoffthewall.com. Arcade Comedy Theater, hosting local and national comedians, sketch comedy, improv, and more. 811 Liberty Avenue, downtown. Be sure to like them on Facebook or find them at arcadecomedytheater.com. Berg Vivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. You can learn more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. Lonnie the Theater Lady, it is always good to see you on Berg Vivant.
And it's so good to be with you here on Berg Vivant, you know, and everywhere, all the time.
I appreciate that. That was not necessary.
It's nice to hear.
Once in a while.
All right.
What would you like to talk about over martinis this evening?
Well, several things, but let's just focus on the reason we're here and talk about the play I just saw recently.
Sure, if you like. That's a good place to start.
I would say it was called... I'm kind of into props now.
Yes.
I like this. It was called The Dance of Death.
Oh, sounds a little macabre.
It sounds that way. However, it was hilarious.
Really? A comedy?
Yes. It was a dark comedy, but a comedy nonetheless. It's being produced now by the Kinetic Theater and being performed at the New Hazlett Theater in the North Side. And I must say, this show, from the minute I walked in, I was excited because I knew about the all-star cast that was going to be in the show, and they had the Hazlett set up like a theater in the round, which I've never seen before there. The seats where you would normally sit were not sittable. Is that a word?
Not in use.
You couldn't sit there.
Gotcha.
And they had around the perimeter of the theater two rows and only two rows of seats. So it created this wonderful, intimate space where you were, as an audience member, so close to the actors that you really felt you were a part of, a witness to what was going on there. And this was directed by the person who actually founded the Kinetic Theater, which was kind of cool, I thought, Andrew Paul. And the actors were so phenomenal. Helena Ruwadi played the wife. And it's no secret to you or anybody else, she's one of my favorites. And to be that close in that intimate of a setting and observe her, as well as her husband, Edgar, who was played by Sam Susavis, and their friend Kurt, who came and played a big part.
You're doing great with these names, by the way. And
I've been working on it.
No program. But no, you can look at your program if you want.
No, because they were so talented and so proficient in what they did. I want to honor all three of them.
Oh, that's very noble.
By remembering their names and how to say them.
So Kurt, yes.
Kurt. So each of the three of them played their roles brilliantly. Helena, as the wife, was so disciplined in her performance, and you could really feel it and see it when you were up so close. It was a privilege, seriously, to be this close to these performers. And Edgar, who was played by Sam, gave a really forceful and emotive performance that could be fully appreciated because of the intimacy of the whole thing. And Kurt, Mark D. Staley, was his character was so multi-layered, and he was able to project that so well and so convincingly. It was amazing. And the other thing, being so close, brought to maybe me, maybe being a woman, the costumes were period costumes, and they were amazing. The detail and the design and the styling and the tiny intricate workings of these costumes and the fabulous materials and fabrics, just amazing. And you know, I don't usually give a shout out to the costume designer, but Julianne D'Errico deserves kudos for that and being able to see it. So the plot, okay, quickly, simply, this couple, Edgar and the captain, Edgar is the captain, mm-hmm. and his wife Alice, are approaching their 25th wedding anniversary, and the question is, will they actually make it? Because their interaction...
They're dancing towards death.
Well, the death of the marriage, for sure. And they're just so vicious and so hateful to each other.
Well, sounds but, good.
Well, it's good because I don't know how they manage this, but it's funny. It is really, really
funny.
Well,
sometimes it is a bit comical to watch folks who are more miserable than you are, I guess. I don't know.
No, it was funny because of the snappy dialogue. Uh-huh. And the timing of the actors, it was really funny. And this was written by a Swedish playwright, August Strindberg. He's been dead for about over 100 years. But this was
his
adapted.
Dance of Death was longer.
Yeah, he's done. But it was adapted by Connor McPherson just as recently, I think, as 2012 or so, is this new adaptation of it. And he's a playwright in his own right. He did The Weir and The Seafarer. He's a brilliant playwright and great adaptation. So, your question sometimes to me is, give me three reasons to see this show. And number one would be the phenomenal acting, close up to see people that are such masters of their craft and to see them right there. I could have reached out at times and touch them. They were that
close.
I'm
sure they're glad that you refrained from doing that.
Well, they wouldn't have noticed. They were so in character and so oblivious that anything was there other than what they were doing. I could have probably yanked on their sleeves. Hey, hello. Well, and they wouldn't have even noticed.
Thanks for not trying.
Yeah, exactly. And the second reason to see it would be the tremendous humor. And the third, which I didn't mention, and I won't give any of it away, but there were so many little twists and surprises that happened within the plot that makes it really an intriguing show.
We like that. We like these twists and turns.
Yes,
and drama.
It was, it is surprising with each scene what you thought you knew and what you thought was happening. It was whoops.
It's
nope.
Every day for me.
Yes, so I would say this is a show that grabs your attention from the very first snappy dialogue that occurs, and it holds your attention throughout as you witness this really intense psychological drama unfold right in front of your eyes. It's running through May 3rd, and you won't be sorry.
In closing, we would like to once again thank our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Off the Wall Theater, Cefalo's Banquet and Events Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, Arcade Comedy Theater, Downtown, and Bergvavant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. Find out more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. And be sure to follow Pittsburgh's Cultural Talk magazine online. You can find Bergvavant, the It in Pittsburgh, on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribe for free at www.bergvavant.com. This is Brian Edwards saying cheers and good night.